Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Freya Ridings, of course, supporting Hosier in the Three Arena the last couple of nights. Absolutely brilliant. Right, the boys are in. Firearms and Hog, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going, Dave?
Sean Connor, Sean. Or should I not say that I'm revealing your real identity?
Do you not? Oh, it's ruining.
Firearms and Hog, I mean. Lads, good to see you.
Lovely to see you.
It's been a while.
I know, it's
too long. Too long.
Things just seem to be going better and better and bigger and bigger and more Vicar Street dates than we can shake sticks at. Like,
it's slowly going good, yeah.
It is slowly going good, yeah, slowly.
We're afraid to talk about it. You don't want to jinx it.
I can imagine because, look, you know, I've been out on tour and done bits and pieces and you kind of see, like, you know, progress and you kind of go, well, the last tour we did this venue, but now we're doing this venue. But, like, your stuff, you're able to tour it now around the world. You're just back from the US in October.
Yeah, that was really cool.
What's that,
really
like?
Fun.
Oh,
that was,
well, yes, we are.
Were you, like, you know, those like, oh yeah, we're just back from the US. 5 days there, the accent. We really enjoyed it. It was brilliant. Like, it was more like, instead of laughing, there was lots of cheering going on. It's like a different vibe there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the audiences are different that
way.
Well,
in Ireland, you got to start the show and they're like, all right, what do you got? Like, yeah, you know.
You're going to make me laugh now, are you?
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, they're supportive, but, like, you know.
Funny, are you?
Oh, we'll see. Yeah. But, like, in America, they were just like, we're funny.
Oh, my God.
Ah!
You're going to be funny. Oh, my God.
It was like 3 minutes of solid cheering. It was like, right, we need to calm these people down. They're not ready for comedy. They're too excited.
It was interfering with the jokes. The timing was completely gone. It's based off an Irish
group. Setups. Yeah,
yeah. Because then stop clapping.
One of the things I was wondering was, like, your stuff initially had an Irish audience and then has grown out across the world. Do you find when you're touring outside of Ireland, it's all expats who are coming, or is it like people who've just discovered you who go, no, I'm 100% American, I love you guys, I'm 100% English, you know?
Well, we actually thought, when we went to the US, I thought it was going to be like, yeah, in just the front row, a bunch of cousins, yeah, and a lad with a Kerry GAA jersey
just looking out over the paddy fields, yeah, in front of you.
But it wasn't, it was like 95% people from America.
And so that's,
sorry,
you were about to insult someone.
From America.
But that's the I suppose the strength of the internet and the strength of what you guys do on the internet is that it's completely borderless. Like, it's just out there and people can go and watch it. And
yes, we at Firearms and Hog, we don't believe in borders.
Borders are just lines drawn in the sand with a stick.
Oh, wow.
There's one for you.
So we say we played America, we could have mean Guatemala.
Of course.
Or Mexico.
Yeah.
There are no borders.
There are no borders.
Well, philosophical. I suppose look for the day it's in at the UK election. I know you're going to perform something for us shortly, which is related to the UK.
It is.
We'll get onto that in a little while. Swines is the show.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going great. We've only really played a bunch of dates in Dublin.
Okay.
And it's been really good fun. We had it at the Edinburgh Fringe. We did a big run of dates there. And made sure that all of the bad jokes were weeded out at that point. Mm-hmm. Only the good stuff for people at home.
Well, who's the most critical out of the three of you? Because I know in our relationship, myself and Dermot, I'm like, oh my God, everything's amazing. And he's like, there's nothing funny about our show. And then somewhere in between, we kind of meet. Who's the Dermot and who's the Dave?
I'm definitely the Dave, I think.
I think so. Yeah.
Everything gets by me.
Yay! I'm so happy to be here.
We used to call Foyle for a while. We used to call him the Senate.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's so hard to get a sketch through the Senate.
Okay, so dates. So you're in Vicar Street early January, like, or all the way through January. Like, there's a rake of dates, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a bunch of dates in Vicar Street in January. Yeah,
but then you're around the country. You're Galway, you're Derry, Belfast, Killarney, UCH, up in Sligo at the end of February. Then March, you're in Wexford, you're in Castlebar, and then April, you're in the Opera House in Cork.
Yeah,
so you're busy.
Busy, yeah, it's busy. Great.
And so every Thursday, you know, most of the country wakes up and goes, oh, check news feeds, yeah, gross. Oh, sports, what's that? And go, quick, Firearms and I've got a video up. Like, that's the next thing I do on a Thursday morning. So what's that pressure like?
It is actually, the worst is when I hear, like, a family, they go, we all get up, we go down to the breakfast table and we watch your video. I'm like, oh my God, the pressure. I didn't realise I had to make generations of people laugh. I was only, like, people in their mid-30s.
But isn't that consistency of uploading a video every week at the same time, you know, with the same level of production and the same level of jokes, that, like, isn't that key to success? That, like, you're reliable, you're consistent, and you're not going, They don't have one this week. I might come back next. Like, you're there every week.
Yeah. You have to put something out every
week. We're terrified to miss a Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, just Wednesday mornings, we're sitting there going, this isn't funny. Work harder.
And do you have a bank? Like, do you have, like, because often, you know, when I'm doing podcasts and stuff, you'll release a podcast and go, and then I have one next week, and then I'm away at that week, but I have that one in the bank, so I can put that one. Do you know what I mean? Have you guys sitting on a couple?
And no, very rarely do we have any stocked away. So people always ask us, you know, oh, you must have lots of them stocked away there. And we go, no, it's always all on the seat of our pants that, like, the latest video usually goes out.
Well, I suppose that's the fire then that's underneath your arse is going.
It's like, it's been, like, pressed to, like, upload at sometimes at 3 or 4 in the morning. It goes out at 8.
Yeah.
It's just like, and then you wake up at 8 and you have that blissful moment where you forget that the video's out, and then the adrenaline just kicks in. You're like, oh my God, I hope people like it. Because you're all vulnerable from the like, night's sleep.
Yeah, you reach over your right hand for your phone. That's like waking up going, there we go.
Do you judge them based on their views, likes? Or do you kind of go like, you know, I loved that sketch, but obviously the people didn't really like it as much as they liked the one that I wasn't fond of. But
you've kind of developed a thick skin and know what's kind of niche funny and would be funny for someone who knows, who really likes your particular humour.
Yeah.
And you're proud of it. And then there's one that's more shareable. You know, it just goes, it gets shared because it's a topic that people will talk about, you know.
Okay.
There's also a good thing, like after 20 minutes, we know on Facebook, judging by how many likes it's gotten after 20
that
minutes,
quick,
whether it's a success or a failure.
you can tell very quickly.
It's a cruel world.
So that, but as long as at 20 past 8, you can go, all right, it didn't work out this week, go back to bed.
Back to bed and think of another one. So I saw Foil Arms and Hog in Castlebar earlier this year. Absolutely brilliant. Definitely go and see them. They waited ages talking to us and taking photos of people. We'll be there in March again for sure. That's a thing, isn't
Thank
it?
You. Like Castlebar was particularly long.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
No, but it is. It's nice like to go out afterwards having performed and then like just have chats and take pictures.
And it's
great.
It's
really
nice. It's pretty nice.
That's really the fun part, absolutely.
Yeah, it is. Does that not seem genuine?
It's the compliment train. Why would you like?
Yeah, it's true.
We're not like politicians waiting around to get abused. Like, you know?
It's good. What is the road minister?
Do you remember though? Like, so yeah, 99.9%. Everyone accused of after the show is just like full of praise for you. It's lovely. We get a photo, whatever it is. And then once was it? Where was it? Like was it Birmingham
Belfast?
Or
was it Belfast?
Yeah, it was Belfast. Oh, was Belfast?
Did you not want to rag on Belfast?
We're in the queue for about 25 minutes, half an hour. So someone had been waiting half an hour and she comes up and just, well, I didn't like it.
Queued for half an hour.
She didn't like it.
That is particularly
like,
Irish.
Okay, well, guess have a safe home because
we had a sketch.
Would you like to buy a t-shirt?
Yeah, you would.
Do you remember we had a sketch? It was about how to hold a baby, you know, and the best way to hold a baby is not to hold a baby and how to avoid holding a baby.
Right.
And she's like, I saw that we had a baby done and I saw the baby at the start and like at the premise and I just stopped listening. I was like, well then, you don't even know if you don't like it.
You just didn't like it on premise.
Yeah.
Right, lads, you're going to do a little something for us. You've got a song, is it?
Yes, we have a song.
We're going to play a little song for you now.
It's a little song now. It's about Brexit.
Oh.
It's a little ballad that we wrote for our English friends who I think it's fair to say that they've been getting frustrated.
Very frustrated.
Frustrated with the way things are going. Mm. So, by the way, because this is radio, this is still Foil Arms and Hog, we're just putting on different voices.
Just in case,
we don't want to give credit to somebody else here.
Right. Here we go, lads.
At Brexit, they're getting frustrated.
Oh, they are.
As it's dragged out and non-stop debated.
Ages.
So we Irish, we feel obligated.
We do.
To explain to them one simple fact.
True enough.
That we don't understand how the English can't see, after all their experience colonially, the one thing that's clear from their history is that it's hard to break free from a union.
It's awful hard to break free from a union, lads, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus, that's for sure.
We know all about that in our little island here.
We would indeed. In Ireland for 800 years we tried. We even left part of the country behind, so we can't understand all the English surprise
that it's hard to break free from a union.
What about India, lads?
Oh, India was a big one as well. After 200 years being occupied, the British, they finally stepped aside when asked Mahatma Gandhi replied.
It is one of life's undeniable facts.
That it's hard to break free from a union. Oh, then there was the Scottish.
Oh, sure, they're still at it.
Oh, William Wallace, he tried and he died. The vote for independence denied. Andy Murray's only British when he's on the winning side. 'Cause it's hard to break free from a union. Oh, those are lads down under as well.
The Australians.
Separated by thousands of miles of sea, they still have the Queen on their currency. It should have been Crocodile Dundee. But it's hard to break free from a union.
Then there was the Egyptians as well.
Oh, we can't forget about them. After 100 years of freedom, their ship's still in the British Museum. Even Tutankhamun's grandson had to pay in to see him. 'Cause it's hard to break free from a union.
But that wasn't all, Johnny. The Brits were everywhere in
Paris. Oh, that's true.
Here we go.
Botswana, Bahrain, Qatar and Nauru, New Zealand, Nigeria, Pakistan too. Sikhs and Nevis, he says, Palestine, Sri Lanka and Malta all to their time. Myanmar, Mauritius, the Southern Kuwait, Kenya, Jordan, Iraq, Kuwait, Guyana, Grenada, Fiji and Sudan, Jamaica, Malawi, took ages to land.
You're going to have to speed her up, Johnny, there's no time.
Right, hold on there, boys, hold on.
Brunei, Belize, Barbados, Bahamas, Canada, Cyprus, Dominica, Tonga, South Africa, Solomon Islands, Uganda, Malaysia, Libya, Kiribati, and Gambia, the Gambia, Yemen, Tanzania, Tuvalu, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Maldives, and Nauru, Trinidad, and Tobago, Swaziland, and St. Lucia, UAE, St. Antigua, and Barbuda, Afghanistan, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines.
Yes, it's hard to break free from a union. Oh, that's one hell of a list, boys.
That is. Thanks be to God for Wikipedia.
That's true. Tin whistle solo. So believe when we say that we know how you feel. Going back again, looking for deal after deal. As the European Parliament slowly reveals.
We are going to make it very hard to break free from this union.
Now we know it's not our fight to fight.
That isn't, lads.
And leave or remain when we don't give a shine. But it's ruining the news every single night.
Why, lads?
'Cause it's hard to break free from a union. Hey!
Unbelievable.
Lads, Foyle Arms and Hog, thank you so much. They're all around the country in 2020. Foylearmsandhog.ie. Boys, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Have a brilliant Christmas. Legends.
All right.
Bye, safe.